As the darker days of winter set in, people affected by a form of depression known as seasonal affective disorder may have a difficult time adjusting. Hannah Lonergan of the Illinois Student Newsroom has more.
While his music may be loud and energetic, guitarist and Champaign resident Aaron Heath prefers complete silence when he meditates. He says meditation is a way of keeping a routine when his seasonal depression gets overwhelming.
I'm just mindful of it. You know, I meditate almost daily, clearing the mind, trying to get sunlight, and just trying to maintain a positive outlook.
Heath is just one of the estimated 10 million Americans that struggle with seasonal affective disorder. That's a type of major depression that worsens with the change of seasons. Experts say the disorder impacts people in northern states, like Illinois, more than elsewhere in the country. According to the Yale College of Medicine's Winter Depression Research Clinic, common symptoms of SAD include changes in appetite, weight, and sleep patterns, along with a lack of interests in activities they may usually enjoy. Heath says he began to experience depression during the winter months in his 20s, but he had no idea SAD existed until about a year ago, at the age of 45, when he went looking for answers online.
You know, I just typed in, you know, I feel sad and depressed during fall and winter, and it just kind of popped up, you know. But yeah, I wouldn't have known about it if I wouldn't have did a Google search, though.
Dr. Paul Desson, the lead researcher at the Yale Clinic, says there isn't enough awareness about SAD.
Human beings really are seasonal animals. And in fact, sometimes because we all feel worse in the winter, we have difficulty getting people to understand that seasonal affective disorder really is a serious issue.
Desson says SAD can arise from many factors, including geography, genetics, gender, and ethnicity. He also says it's different from the typical winter blues. While many people experience the impairing symptoms associated with SAD, Desson says a smaller number might have severe enough symptoms to be clinically diagnosed with major depression. And alleviating depression takes work. Dr. Sally Weinstein, a clinical psychologist at the University of Illinois Center on Depression and Resilience, says her first step in treating new patients with seasonal depression involves figuring out what makes them feel content.
My first goal is really trying to get a really clear picture of what they're experiencing right now. We're not only trying to reduce the symptoms that they're experiencing and reduce the stressors, but also to enhance strengths and enhance positive activity.
Doctors like Desson and Weinstein also recommend bright light therapy for adult patients. They say exposure to a medical-grade light box before 8 a.m. each morning may reduce symptoms. And Weinstein says people who address the root causes of their depression can improve their mood.
It's really encouraging. Depression tends to recur. And so it's really helpful to see patients gaining these tools and being able to feel more effective in their ability to manage their moods.
Weinstein says treatment might not completely cure SAD, but she encourages people who deal with it to learn all they can. She says they need to know they're not alone, and they should know that help is available. I'm Hannah Lonergan, Illinois Student Newsroom.
For more information about treatment options for seasonal affective disorder, visit the Yale Winter Depression Research Clinic's website at medicine.yale.edu.